A low-income housing complex in Columbus's South Linden neighborhood is about to undergo a $13.7 million transformation. CVS Health is funding renovations and health programming at the Rosewind Apartments. Rosewind Apartments has 230 units. This apartment complex is in South Linden. And some of the spaces are occupied, some of the spaces are boarded up. It really just depends where you're looking and which house you're stopping at.
Those units are about 20 years old, I think, and have had a lot of wear and tear. It's my understanding, and what they promised us, was that no one would be displaced.
That's Holly Borghese of 614 for Linden, a collaborative of nonprofits that aims to advance the city's One Linden community plan.
Updating Rosewind and having clean, updated, healthy places for people to live affordably is very important. And they are single family units, which is also really important in Linden.
About 700 individuals live in the complex. Jamika Mackey has been at Rosewind for 6 years, and she's hopeful that the construction will be good for the property and its residents.
Oh, I don't know what the apartments is going to look like after they renovate them, but it seems like it's just going to be smooth sailing, just moving people in, and I mean moving people out or to a different resident that's already renovated or whatever.
The renovations are part of a larger effort by CVS Health to address inequality in predominantly Black neighborhoods across the country over the next 5 years. CVS Chief Community Health Officer Garth Graham says the health programming will include an educational cooking series with local matters and a program to help new mothers and pregnant women.
You see that the infant mortality in South Linden is about 25.7 deaths per 1,000 live births, compared to 8.5 infant deaths per 1,000 live births in Franklin County.
Graham says the reconstruction and the programming will unfold over the next few months. And he says housing is an important indicator and predictor of health outcomes.
Our goal is to provide these on-site health programs, you know, community programs around health and wellness. Screenings for COVID-19 is another thing that we want to do to increase access to COVID-19 testing there. As well as move forward with the renovation.
CVS Health does not have a clear timeline on when health programming will be implemented or renovations will begin, let alone when construction might wrap up. Holly Borghese of 614 for Linden says one thing that is for certain is that no one will be displaced.
That anyone who wants to stay at Rosewind would just be put in a new renovated unit within Rosewind. And if someone wants to leave, they would be given a voucher to go somewhere else.
For her part, Mackie has decided to go.
Well, they gave me the option to move, which is what I'm going to do because I lost my mom in this apartment, so I don't want to be here anymore. So I'm just waiting for them to let me know if I can move or not. But I think it's nice that they're trying to renovate them.
Adora Namigade, WOSU News.